WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
All those serving at the Capitol, unquote, during the January 6th insurrection last year in his new one more. The book is titled So Help Me God, and it was being released today. Pence recounts the Republican former president's extraordinary effort to push him to overturn the results of the 2020 election won by Democrat Joe Biden. AP says that Pence shares his account of the day. Thousands of rioters stormed the Capitol, some chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." The book comes as Pence appears increasingly likely to run for president in 2024. That would put him in a direct conflict with Trump. I'm Diane Coe, WTNS News.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. It's hump day. 37 degrees currently in Coshocton. Good morning, everyone. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I am your host, Mike Bechtel. We will be together until 11 o'clock this morning. We have a busy day. We'll be meeting our Student of the Week here in just a moment. We have the folks from the Riverview Music and Comedy Show that will be joining us once again, and then we're going to spend some time with Jennifer Bush from the Johnson Hummerkaus Museum and talk about some of the upcoming things at the museum. And then probably, I've learned not to make promises, but probably have some open phone lines towards the end today. Big news in the world of politics, Donald Trump is going to run for president again. So if you have any reaction to that, you can give me a call here in just a little bit. Certainly a lot of other things that we can chat about as well. And goings on around the country and in the world of sports and even the weather. We've got some temperatures in the teens and 20s coming up overnights here in the upcoming days. 8 minutes after 9 is the time, and it is time to meet our Student of the Week. And this week we'll be talking to Haley Davis, and she is a student at the Coshocton County Career Center. Good morning, Haley.
Morning.
And well, thank you for being with us today. And you're a student at the Career Center. What program are you in?
I'm in cosmetology.
And what's your home school?
Richwood High School.
And when and why did you choose to go to the Career Center to begin with?
I chose to go here to mainly get away from the high school and learn some friends and just find a different career path.
And how did you choose cosmetology?
I've always liked messing with hair, and I just wanted to learn more about it.
Okay. And now, also, after school, you mentioned to me off air that you're looking at going to college.
Yes.
What do you do? What are some of the extracurriculars that you're involved in?
I'm in soccer, cheer, and track.
And so that would all be for Ridgewood, so that definitely keeps you busy. How do you juggle all that? How do you manage your time?
Well, it's kind of hard. You spread it out some. Not all of my practices are on the same days anyway, so it just works out that way.
All right. And what are some of the things that you like about the program at the Career Center? What do you like about going there?
I just like to mess with the hair and learn how to do hair color and haircuts.
Okay. Do you practice on your family?
I just colored my brother's hair the other day, actually.
Okay. And so now you're looking at perhaps playing sports in college, correct?
Yes.
And soccer, track, cheerleading, what are you looking at?
I'm looking for soccer.
Have you had any campus visits yet?
Yeah, I'm going to one on Friday, actually.
Where you will that be your first?
Yes.
And where will you be going?
I'm going to Garrett College.
And now, how did they get a hold of you? Have they been scouting? Did you contact them? How did that come about?
They've been scouting me for a while.
Okay, and what do you know about Garrett College, if anything yet?
They're just like a small town. This is their first year with a soccer team too.
Okay, so they're so you'd be part of building their program. Now cheerleading, have you been? Do you cheer all year round? You do football and basketball?
Yes, I do both.
Okay, and what events do you run in track?
I run the 200 and the 400.
All right, and what are we've talked about going to college? What about career goals down the road after college? Now you're going to have your cosmetology certificate, but possibly going to college as well. Do you have any career aspirations at this point?
Well, I'm thinking about going for business to further my cosmetology career and like start my own business.
What are some of the other things that you'd like to share with us today about your experiences at the Coshocton County Career Center, if anything?
The teachers are really great here. They're always encouraging you to do better, and the principal's pretty awesome, too.
I did not tell her to say that.
Well, that was the correct answer, though. So, Haley, I want to thank you for spending some time with us, and Mr. Andy Slaughter, principal of the Career Center, with us as well. And, Mr. Slaughter, anything you'd like to share with us about Haley or anything going on at the Career Center right now?
First off, thank you for that there. That was not scripted at all, so I appreciate that. But Haley is a great student, a great person to have in our Career Center, great for our culture and what we're trying to do here. You know, one of the kids that we hope all of our other students, you know, look up to and aspire to be like. She did a great job. Her brother plays football at Ridgewood, so, you know, some of those guys colored their hair kind of bright and blonde and orange for their playoff run there, and so she did a great job coloring his hair there for that. He was kind of a guinea pig for that here in our building, so that was awesome.
Well, one thing, go ahead.
But, you know, we're very proud of our cosmetology program and what they're doing. We actually have some guests from RHDD, which is a residential home for developmental disabilities for adults, coming in today. There's six or seven of those adults coming in that our cause program is going to be, you know, haircuts and that type of stuff this afternoon with. So, you know, they do a lot of that type of work and things in our program. So, you know, we're very proud of all the work that our cause program does in our community and helping out that type of stuff and anybody else that calls in to come in to get some work done in there.
Haley mentioned that she plans or hopes to go to college, and there was a belief. I think that maybe the beliefs are changing, but there was once a time where folks thought, well, if you go to the Career Center, that means you're not going to go on to college. And in fact, a lot of your students do go on to higher education past the Career Center.
Oh, no doubt, for sure. We have articulated agreements with COTC and Hawking College and Zane State to where, you know, some of the courses that they take here translate right over to college courses, so that when they start out in college, they're ahead. We have lots of students that take CCT courses while they're attending the Career Center. You know, our goal here is simply that we put our kids into the best possible situation for them, and that might be going right into the workforce for their career. That might be college. That might be the armed services. So, you know, what we really strive for and what we've done a great job of here, you know, we have over 99% of our kids, when they leave here, they're in one of those three things. They're either employed in gainful employment, they are in a higher education, or they are serving in the armed forces. So we've done a great job at the Career Center. That's a tribute to, you know, not only to our kids, to their families, and to our team members here, of making sure that we instill those beliefs in all of our kids, that there's no one right answer for what you do after you leave, but it's just what is best for you.
What is new? What's on the horizon at the Career Center in terms of possibly new programs, fields? What's upcoming? What's on the horizon at the Career Center?
Well, we will be starting a new electrical program. It'll be called Electrical Services Technology next year. So that will do. That will cover kind of the gambit of residential, commercial. It'll hit some PLCs. So it's going to really open the door to some gainful employment and some wonderful career paths for our students here. That'll start next year, so we'll have that'll be juniors only next year, and then maybe some first-year seniors in that program, and then it will be full go that second year there, where we would have seniors the second in the afternoon and then juniors in the morning. So we're very excited about that program, especially when you think about some of the businesses around town, and then as well as, you know, the Intel project that's going to be about 45 minutes to the west of us here. So very excited for that electrical program that's going to open up next year.
The Career Center offers programs for fields, for careers that are in demand. What is that that thought process when you decide to add a program or perhaps eliminate the program? What's the mechanism that leads to those decisions?
Well, there's a whole thing that we go through with the Ohio Department of Education, lots of paperwork that we have to fill out, and part of that is going through with how many jobs are available in your county, how many jobs are available in surrounding counties in that particular field. So that's the most important thing that we look at, is how is this going to benefit our kids and how is this going to benefit our community. And, you know, we're very lucky with this new electrical program. McWane has been phenomenal in helping us with this program. So, you know, we're always grateful when our local employers are interested in helping with that type of stuff and with those things within our program. So we're very blessed to have, you know, McWane be a integral part of this new program.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today, either about the programs or about Haley?
Just again, like I said, we're very happy to be starting that electrical program next year. Haley and our cause kids have been doing a phenomenal job all year. Can't wait. I'm going to be headed in there next week, I think, to get my hair cut. So we'll see who's going to take care of that in there. But just, you know, open invitation to the community and to our employers to come check out what we do here at the Career Center. We would love to have people come in and see what our kids are doing and all the wonderful things that they accomplish every day here.
Mr. Slaughter, thank you for being with us. And Haley, thank you for being with us today as well and sharing with our listeners best wishes for the future and cosmetology or college and soccer and everything you set out to do. Thanks for being with us. That is Haley Davis, senior at the Coshocton County Career Center, and also Career Center Principal Mr. Andy Slaughter. It's 18 minutes after 9. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have a long to-do list and a short amount of time to deal with insurance coverage? Let the multitasker's best friend, your local Grange independent agent, use their expertise to save you money.
At the Jacobs Bannon Agency, the Grange independent agent, we're specialists at comparing insurance companies and rates for busy people. Contact the Jacobs Bannon Agency at 622-1796 or visit our website at www.jacobsbannon.com.
Products not available in all states.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career with great benefits? At Kraft Heinz Coshocton, you can be part of making some of America's favorite and most iconic brands. They're hosting open interviews on Sunday, November 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. at their factory location at 1660 South 2nd Street. That's 1660 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Stop by, grab a box of Kraft mac and cheese, and offers will be made on the spot. They're currently offering pay starting at $20.60 per hour for second shift. If you're ready to make the bacon and bring it home too, stop by on Sunday, November 20th from 5 to 7 p.m.
At A1 Kennel Care, it is almost like home. We have air conditioning in the summer and heated floors in the winter. We have a supportive caring staff who hand walk your pets to encourage exercise. We offer quality time with our staff under the supervision of a veterinarian. Boarders are in a separate building from all sick or hospitalized pets. Come visit us at A1 Kennel Care.
A1 Kennel Care is located 1/2 mile west of Coshocton on US 36, or call 622-4443.
If you need a ride, Coordinated Transportation will provide. Coordinated Transportation Agency provides public, demand-responsive transit service Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. They offer fare-free rides within Coshocton County and low out-of-county fares. Our mobility manager is available to answer questions and assist you in registering for services. Call 740-622-7139 to schedule your ride. Our professional and courteous drivers will get you to your appointments on time and take the worries out of your transportation needs.
Shaq-a-roni is back at Papa John's Pizza. Get an extra large 16-inch pepperoni pizza loaded to the edge for just $13.99. And for every Shaq-a-roni pizza sold, $1 goes to our local fatherhood initiative. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. When you consider a real estate transaction, buying or selling, you deserve personal and professional service. Don't risk your largest asset to just anyone. At Carol Goff and Associates, they are big enough to serve you, but small enough to care. Stop by their office at 404 North 2nd Street in Coshocton or call them at 622-SOLD.
Cloudy and cold today with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Lows in the mid-20s, chance of snow is 20% tonight. And for tomorrow, cloudy skies and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Currently, it is 37 degrees in Coshocton. And I'm enjoying this student of the week, the featured student that we're having. And we certainly hope that you are as well. It's wonderful to talk about these young folks and what they are doing in school and their ambitions after school. And it's great to be able to feature one each week. So thanks again to Haley Davis from the Career Center and her principal, Andy Slaughter, at the Career Center. We have a busy morning on the Communication Lines program. Jen Bush will be with us from the Johnson Hummerick House Museum, and they have a fantastic display of local art there. Right now, we'll talk about that and much more, but we are getting close to the big day for the Warsaw Lions Club Music and Comedy Show. And we have Jim Bundy and Gail Piper here with us from the Warsaw Lions Club. And good morning, folks. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start off, if we could, and just give us an overview about what the show's all about. Gail?
I'd be glad to. The Warsaw Lions Club Music and Comedy Show, formerly known as The Minstrel. I think everybody in the county has heard about The Minstrel, but the name was changed about 4 years ago due to connotations and so forth. And some of the people who've been around longer than I have might remember that it was called The Jubilee way, way back. So anyway, we had to take a couple years off because of the pandemic. And so the name of the show this year is Together Again, and we are delighted to be back on stage and hope that everyone in the county will come out and to Riverview High School this coming weekend and enjoy the show with us.
Okay. And so it's this weekend. We'll give that ticket information here in just a little bit. So this will be the last 2 years you were not able to have it because of COVID.
Correct.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So
they initially last year they were going to have it, and they started rehearsals with the chorus, and people started getting sick.
Yeah.
So they called it. So
okay, so that'll be it will be by the time it starts, it'll be a three-year period.
Years.
So that'll be nice to have everybody on stage again. Now, how does it work? How's the format set out?
Well, it starts if you get there early enough. There's a dinner that Music Boosters are sponsoring, I believe.
Right.
I'm not sure of the cost.
We'll get to that here.
Yeah, of that. But then the. After that, of course, they go into the auditorium for the show. And the show probably is going to last around 2 hours. And it's a mixture of songs, soloists, duets, chorus, some comedy acts in between, what it typically was in the past for years.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not quite as long, but the same format.
Okay.
So, it's just a good time.
And the comedy, you call those interruptions, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is probably more accurate.
It's a very accurate description.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we have an MC who kind of runs the show this year. It's David Marison. And we have six people who are on the comedy team that will be out in front, and they'll be up back and forth helping to run the show and helping with interruptions and to introduce people. And then you have the chorus behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So our director, our musical director this year is Rolanda Hunt. I believe she was here last week and talked. And she keeps us in line with a sense of
she
humor.
She does a very nice
job.
She does. And when she rehearses the choir, she points out the concerns, but in a very nice way. So she makes her point, and we go on. So, and I'm and actually I'm in the combo. I'm playing bass, and the combo consists of a piano, bass, guitar, and drum set.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's been fun. It's good for my sight reading.
Mr. Bundy, you have a long musical career. Is that what's your full role? Is it being part of the combo, or are you doing more than that?
Just playing bass.
Okay.
Just playing bass. That's it. And just enjoying everybody else and their little skits and things like that. That's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun.
And have you done this before then?
Yeah, when Jeannie Holmes shot, when I was at Riverview, particularly when I first started there, early 90s, late 80s, Jeannie Holmeshaw was the music director. Basically, she did a lot more than that, big organizer, and it was a big deal. And she had asked me a few times to play. So over the years, I did it, four or five different times, I think. So it was a good time.
You know? So what are your thoughts, Jim, on what the show means, not just to the Lions Club and raising money, but just what it means for the community?
Well, it's a good time. You know, it's a way to get together, the community to get together and share their talents and just have fun. And of course, with the Lions Club, all the proceeds go to some type of charity work. Mm-hmm. And for this time of year, going into the holidays, it's just a feel-good type event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been that way for a long time. I can remember Larry Pepper and Nick Fisher when they were so involved with it. They would actually go to Branson or like Gatlinburg and go to these shows that were similar to what we're trying to do, and just to get ideas. And I remember them talking about that. So these people took it very serious.
Okay.
So
it's one of these deals where we start chorus rehearsals after the fair, right after the fair, and you have people who are getting together who may not have even seen each other for a year, mm-hmm. because we're all in different walks of life. We have sometimes we've had people come from out of the county to sing with us. So, you know, it's not somebody you're going to run across in your everyday life. We have students. I think we have somebody this year that's in sixth or seventh grade. And then we go right on up from there. So you have a whole variety of people from all walks of life, all ages, and it all comes together, mm-hmm. and we have a good time doing it.
It's just a community effort, mm-hmm. that's just very enjoyable, a lot of fun. And as I say, it supports a charity. And again, for this time of year, getting into Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's just a great start to that, to the season. So,
Gail, what is your role?
I'm in the chorus. And in impromptu, let's show how to do smiling faces the other night. So, yes, I come and sing soprano. We do have four parts. We have bass, tenor, alto, and soprano singing, and try to make those chords ring out while we're up there. Part of our duties as the chorus is to not only learn the six songs and to perform them, hopefully without any glitches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also to support the interruptions and the talent that we have that are coming out.
It's a built-in laugh track.
It's a live laugh track.
How intensive is the chorus preparations and the rehearsals? How often do you meet and how long?
Twice a week.
Okay.
Twice a week, generally, Tuesdays and Thursday nights. This year we were meeting at Prairie Chapel. This week we are at the high school on the risers, getting used to being on the stage with the lights and with everything going on.
And I think a lot of the people that are in the chorus have a background, whether it be high school and or college, with chorus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not as if it's something brand new to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the part singing is not that big of a challenge. Well, it's a challenge, but it's not new to those folks.
Yeah.
For
people who are thinking about it, We've tried this year in particular with a little more intensity to provide some learning tracks on CDs or USB drives, so that it makes it easier when you're in your car and you're driving 30 miles. You can put that in and listen to it, get the feel of it. It starts to come in. Mm-hmm. Listening's a great way to learn the music. So we do memorize it. Now, mm-hmm. we've had... I will admit to a few people, and maybe I did it once or twice, writing some cues on my hand, you know, with a ballpoint pen, and just to make sure you get that pickup on time and with the correct word. Right now, I think a lot of us are polishing our making sure we say and instead of but, or some of those little finer points when we're up there singing.
How many songs are there? How many do you learn?
There's six chorus, big chorus numbers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then there's some smaller ensembles. You know, duet. Is there a quartet? What the girls? Was there a...
We have a couple of duets. I know young people, Grace Collison and Sheldon Stotts, are having a duet.
Right.
Audrey and Marlene Williams are singing a duet. I don't think we have a quartet this year.
I thought it was, okay.
We have other times. Unfortunately, this is the neat thing about this. You can come be in the chorus and learn your music. This isn't like you're getting a grade or you're getting paid. This is you come to rehearsals when you can, and as long as you learn it, then there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You're up there. We encourage people to come as often as they can, of course. Because it's just totally different than learning it on your own. Mm-hmm. But so I'm a little shaky on exactly who's doing what, because unfortunately I haven't been able to make all the rehearsals. So,
what are the dates of the production? When are we going to have it?
Saturday, this Saturday, 7:30.
Okay.
And then Sunday at 2 p.m.
Right, right.
And how do you get a hold of tickets?
Tickets are available online at, WLCMusicComedyShow.weebly.com, or an easier way to do it is if you're on Facebook, just search for Warsaw Lions Show, and there's a link on that to the ticket site. Other than that, you can call 740-824-5048 or email WarsawLionsShow@gmail.com. That's
if you find that poster that's on Facebook, it has the...
Absolutely.
What's that called? That graphic that you scan it and all the information...
QR.
Yeah.
Say again?
It's a QR code.
Right, right. And so you can do it that way.
Right.
All right. And now you do anticipate that there will likely be tickets available at the door?
Absolutely.
Okay. How much are they?
That's my understanding. Tickets this year are $12.
Uh-huh.
And we also want to mention that Riverview Music Boosters is doing a dinner an hour and a half before each show. So on Saturday, it will start at 6 o'clock, and on Sunday, it will start at 12:30. The price for that dinner is $10, payable when you get there. And it includes baked chicken, cheesy potatoes, green beans, applesauce, dessert, and beverage. So you can come after church and be fed, and then come and enjoy the show for the afternoon, or come out Saturday night, have dinner, come to the show, enjoy being there. It's always fun to be in the audience, too, and see your friends and your neighbors on stage. And you know, we people up on stage are looking out there to see who's there, too.
It's the Warsaw Lions Club annual back in the Riverview High School Auditorium, their music and comedy show. It'll be this Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. We'll take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about the Lions Club and what the proceeds that will benefit, and a little bit more about the show right after this.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. This is A.J. Schreiber. Celebrate Black Friday all month long with savings up to $17,000 on select vehicles only at Jeff Drennan Ford.
With Thanksgiving on the way and so many things on your mind, Pearl Valley Cheese wants to remind you, don't forget the cheese. For over 80 years, Pearl Valley Cheese has been served at holiday meals, family get-togethers, and parties. Small, medium, and large cheese or meat and cheese trays are available, and each is cut fresh and made to order. Pearl Valley Cheese also offers gift boxes and shipping to family and friends far from home. Visit Pearl Valley Cheese on State Route 93 in Pearl, or call them at 545-6002. That's 545-6002.
Join us all month long at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Otsego Avenue to celebrate our annual Black Friday sales event. We have fresh units arriving daily for this huge promotion. We will have some of the best deals of the year running all month long. Buy a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab, MSRP of $88,700. With discounts and rebates, you'll save $13,250 on this vehicle, and choose from low interest rates of 2.9 financing for 72 months or 4.9 financing for up to 84 months. Huge discounts, low interest rates, all month long for this Black Friday sales event. So remember, if you're looking for a new or used vehicle, it's time to talk to Jeff. Look us up on the web at Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Coshocton or call 740-622-3936.
We are having Black Friday specials on several styles of Lazy Boy recliners at Wilson Carpet and Furniture. These recliners are several of our best sellers, are priced at $699, and are available in several colors. Lazy Boy recliners are the most comfortable seat in the house, with their breakaway backs, lumbar support, and three-position footrests. Upgrade to a power recliner and recline with ease and comfort. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton, or visit us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. Coshocton County land sales continues to be a hot market. High demand creates higher prices, and our land is absolutely in demand. Now until spring is my busiest time for land sales. Call me quickly and get your land on the market with me today. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. And remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
A gift of jewelry is a uniquely personal gift, a gift that shows thoughtfulness and one that can be enjoyed for a lifetime. But in jewelry, quality is everything. It's the reason G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers will never offer a piece of jewelry we wouldn't proudly give a member of our own family. There's something else you should know about the jewelry you see at G.A. Fisher. It's also a better value. We are determined to keep it that way because we're a family-owned store. You'll find us in the store and behind the counter. We're here for you today, and we'll be here for you tomorrow with the quality, value, and service you deserve. G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers in historic Roscoe Village. Wouldn't you rather say it came from G.A. Fisher?
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Let me help freshen up your dinner table with a custom-designed floral centerpiece from Haley's Floral Studio. We will create and deliver a Thanksgiving centerpiece just for you. Give us a call at 740-295-9100 or stop by. We're located next to Hannah Marie's Bakery.
Cold with highs in the upper 30s today and cloudy skies. Cloudy tonight as well, with a slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Lows in the mid-20s, chance of snow is 20%. And for tomorrow, cloudy and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Currently, it is 37 degrees in Coshocton, and we are back once again with Jim Bundy and Gail Piper. And, yeah, I said snow.
I know.
I said snow. I'm just doing my job.
It's fine with me. It's fine with me.
It's fine Christmas Eve, a little bit Christmas. After that, back in the 70s.
Certainly one of the signs of falls in the approaching holidays is the Warsaw Lions Club Music and Comedy Show. It's going to be this weekend, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2, and the Warsaw Lions Club, and I guess before we continue, neither of you are members of the club, right?
Nope. Right.
But what can you tell us about them and about how many members they have and what all they do, et cetera?
Well, my information tells me, my current information tells me that there are still about 40 members involved, and of course, like anything else, you have people coming and going who can't be there all the time, but this is the biggest fundraiser for the Lions, Warsaw Lions Club. And the money goes to support several different things. Of course, we're all pretty well familiar with the Lions Club eyeglass collection that they do. They also support several other vision organizations. They try to support those that prevent avoidable blindness, for sure. They do some things locally with the Warsaw Historical Society, some club projects, also the fire department. So they try and get that money back out into the communities and do some good in the world.
All right. Warsaw, and they have fun doing it with this, this show each year. What else would you like to share with us about the show, either of you?
Well, the combo that I'm involved with, Christy Cochran, who used to be the band director at Danville until she retired. She's playing piano, and she's been there for every rehearsal. She's a rehearsal accompanist.
John Collison on drums,
and
Gary Ron.
Gary Ron, right.
Gary Ron's on guitar.
And then myself on bass. Right.
Has this particular group played together before?
No.
It takes a little time to probably establish that.
We've all got a background.
Yeah.
You know, we've all got a music background, mm-hmm. and they play well. And so it's just a matter of going through it a time or two and get the flow of it and staying behind the chorus, obviously, and not overplaying that way. Mm-hmm. So it got, actually, the first night we were together, it just kind of flowed together pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Okay. Gail, what else for us?
We have a lot of people on stage that have done this for a long time. We have some newbies, and we're very grateful for that. We need new people all the time. So if you're listening out there and you have an idea that you'd like to perform, this is an easy way to get into it next year. We always put it out ahead of time, always start right after the fair with rehearsals, and I can promise you, we have a wonderful time on stage. And there are some impromptu things that happen that I'm sure the audience will enjoy and that we enjoy in the chorus doing. You know, something will come up and we just do it too. We kind of do our own little interruptions sometimes. So come out and see us. The game is at 3:30 this Saturday, so it'll be over in time for you to come to dinner at 6 and then the show at 7:30. And the number for questions about tickets again is 740-824-5048, or go on Facebook to Warsaw Lions Show. That has a link to get tickets, to get more information. We'd be glad to help you out, get you out there. Come out and see the show, have a good time, and we have a good time seeing everybody come. So
okay,
do that.
And a fall tradition, so come on out this weekend, either Saturday or Sunday, to the Warsaw Lions Club Music and Comedy Show. What about ticket information one more time?
Absolutely. They can call 740-824-5048. Go on Facebook to Warsaw Lions Show, and there is a link to buying tickets online there. They've got a great graphic with all the seating. You can choose your seats and get your tickets ordered, and it's
and plus
all
you can get them at the night of the show or the afternoon of the show, right? At the school.
All right, we have something to look forward to. And Jim, Gail, anything else before we wrap up today? What have we left out?
Just thank you very much for inviting us and getting the information out.
Always a pleasure.
We appreciate that.
It's the Warsaw Lions Club Music and Comedy Show this weekend, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. And a meal an hour and a half before curtain each of those days. So you can make an evening or an afternoon of it. It is 9:42. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Ohio Education Association congratulates Tanya Snyder, an English teacher in Gallia County Local Schools, this week's Education Champion.
She's an awesome teacher.
I love that my students feel comfortable to read out loud in class. If they're confident in my reading classroom, they're going to be confident in all their other classrooms.
When you walk in the class, she knows how to make you want to be there, want to have fun, want to learn. I want to trade her for the world.
If you turn 65 this year, you are eligible for Medicare. To help you understand your choices and possibility of financial assistance, the Ohio Department of Insurance is holding Welcome to Medicare events across the state. So join us at a free event near you. Make sure your plan suits your budget and your needs. For more information, contact the Ohio Department of Insurance at 1-800-686-1578 or go online at insurance.ohio.gov.
And we're back with the second round.
What is the only proven winner against both sudden death syndrome and soybean cyst nematodes?
Oh, I know this one.
Go right ahead.
We use this one on our farm. The answer is Ilevo seed treatment.
That is
correct.
Woo! And we'll be right back after this commercial break with our final question. Will the right answer still be Ilevo seed treatment? Take a wild guess. BASF. We create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric with appliance discounts all month long. Check out the savings in the store and enjoy fair stromboli from the Italian eatery in the parking lot Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. This is Carrie Taylor, and on Veterans Day Friday, veterans and active military members get a free stromboli in honor of their service. Manufacturer's discounts and inventory are the best in years, so don't miss out on the Black November pricing all month long. Visit us on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Hunt from the Home Loan Savings Bank. The pace of business is faster than ever. That's why when you need a business loan, you want a bank that can act fast. Not only do you get great rates and fast answers, you get the financial advice you need to keep your business growing. It's a better way to borrow. Stop by and let's talk. The Home Loan Savings Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC. Visit us at homeloansavingsbank.com.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Celebrate Black Friday all month long with savings up to $17,000 on select vehicles. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Let me help freshen up your dinner table with a custom-designed floral centerpiece from Haley's Floral Studio. We will create and deliver a Thanksgiving centerpiece just for you. Give us a call at 740-295-9100 or stop by. We're located next to Hannah Marie's Bakery.
Cloudy today and cold with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy tonight. Slight chance of snow showers in the evening, lows in the mid-20s. Chance of snow is 20%. And tomorrow, cloudy and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Currently, it is 37 degrees in Coshocton. And a couple of announcements to pass along here, a bit of housekeeping. Bible study at the West Lafayette United Methodist Church for today has been canceled. And that is due to illness. So once again, Bible study at West Lafayette United Methodist Church is canceled. And from the county engineer's office, County Road 23 in Bethlehem Township will be closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon, and that's between Township Road 36 and County Road 24, and they are taking out some trees there. That's why that road is closed. It's 9:46 here in the studio with us for a while this morning. Jennifer Bush, the director of the Johnson Hummerink House Museum, always a hoppin' place. Good morning, Jen. Thanks for being here today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And so there are some programs coming up that we're going to get to, but just yesterday I saw the exhibit from the Coshocton Art Guild, and it's a very, very impressive collection of paintings and a couple of sculptures.
Yeah, it's we have some amazing talent here in Coshocton. A lot of these artists, you know, it's not their day job. It's what they do. It's their passion. You know, they do it in the evenings or whatever. And so they don't necessarily have a place to display their artwork. So I was approached, I think, last summer by Shara Prindle. And she's like, is it possible to have a display? And I'm like, absolutely. And they thought it was just going to be like a short one-month show. And I was like, oh, no. It's going to be an exhibit. You'll be up for 3 months. So we're really excited to have a lot of artists that have really never displayed their work in a gallery our size. So it's a really fantastic show.
And there are some, you know, I'm sure two or three familiar names, people that are well-known in the art world here in Coshocton, but
yeah.
Some others maybe not quite so familiar. There are a couple of artists, and you pointed one out yesterday that just did a fantastic job with the colors and painting skies and the brights and the darks, and it was really good quality stuff.
Yeah, her name is Lynn Freilich.
Mm-hmm.
And she's one of those artists that, she worked her career, kind of left art, you know, in the back burner while she was working. And then as soon as she retired from her career, she picked up that paintbrush and just went at it. And she's a prolific painter. She can just turn paintings out super fast. She actually, we had a rotary at the museum last Tuesday. And she was there during rotary, and she actually paints on feathers, like actual, like hawk feathers and different types of bird feathers. She paints on them, and she almost completed one just in that 40 minutes of painting. She's an oil painter, so she paints with oils. There's several different types of paints that you can paint with. The three most popular are watercolors, acrylics, and oils. So it's just how they're made. Oil paintings, you know, that's the kind of like the traditional paint style, I guess. Acrylics is a more modern type of paint. You know, it's a polymer based, so it was invented in like the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, watercolors have been around for a while, too. So she paints in oils. And the thing about oils is they take a long time to dry.
Yeah.
So the fact that she's able to turn paintings out is really impressive.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. How do you crank out a painting in 3 days when you have to take some time to let it dry?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. No. But she turns out some beautiful paintings. And most of the artwork that we have on display is for sale, too. So if you have that person that's into art and it's hard to buy for, come take a look at the exhibit.
And all the art, you know about how many artists are represented, if you had to guess?
So the exhibit is Coshocton Art Guild then and now. So we have current artists that are current practicing artists and members of the guild, and then we have past artists. And most of the past artists have passed away. They were some of the original members of the Art Guild. So the current artists, we have somewhere between 20 and 30. I don't know the exact count. And then past artists is probably 15 to 20. But some of the names, Cher Prindle, she owns the frame shop, Jack Hunt, him and Lynn Freilich, they run the Foothills Gallery in Roscoe. And then the Coshocton Art Guild also has a gallery in Roscoe. It's the old tool house. Peter Wolfgang, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. Betsy Brown, she's a sculptor. So we have quite a few people in the community that maybe you didn't even know were artists, and their art's on display.
Okay, and everybody has their own style, a lot of different styles on that display as well. There's the landscapes and the colors and some abstract as well and everything in between.
Absolutely, yep.
How long's that exhibit going to be in place?
It runs through the end of the year.
Okay, so stop out and check it out. The Coshocton Art Guilds, does it have a name? What's the name of it?
Coshocton Art Guild then and now.
Okay, and that's currently on display at the Johnson Hummerick House Museum. We'll take a break and talk about some upcoming programs and guests at the Johnson Hummerick House Museum right after this.
Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Check out these new items. Different varieties of fudge, a new selection of name brand bulk candy, pumpkin rolls, new variety of energy drinks, sandwich size trail bologna and rings, pimento cheese, and get your mini Buckeyes for the game. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
McWayne Ductile is proud to say they've been part of the Coshocton community since 1910. They manufacture ductile iron pipe, fittings, and utility poles. If you'd like to work for one of Coshocton's top employers, they'd like to talk with you. McWayne Ductile has positions available for production supervisor, quality inspector, and PLC technician. They offer a competitive compensation and benefits package. Apply online at McWayne.com. McWayne is an equal opportunity employer.
As people age, they often need extra care, and the care required can sometimes be more than family or friends can give. That's where Walnut Hills can help. Our assisted living program provides private suites, nutritious meals, laundry and housekeeping, as well as assistance with activities of daily living, like bathing and medication administration. We also offer respite care for caregivers. If you need help caring for a parent or aging loved one, consider Walnut Hills in nearby Holmes County. For more information, visit the Walnut Hills display at the 50 Plus Expo on November 17th or visit our website, walnuthillsliving.org.
At Dean's Jewelry, we believe wishes do come true.
And if you're wishing for something sparkly, join us November 15th through the 19th for Wish Week.
Fill out your Dean's Jewelry holiday wish list between November 15th and the 19th to be eligible for daily prizes and a chance to win a $500 shopping spree.
Don't miss Wish Week, November 15th through the 19th at Dean's Jewelry.
Dean's Jewelry.
Where wishes for beautiful jewelry really do come true.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet. But he has got some great deals on carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Cloudy and cool today with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Lows in the mid-20s. Chance of snow is 20%. And tomorrow, cloudy and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Currently, it is 37 degrees in Coshocton. We're back once again with Jen Bush from the Johnson Hummerick House Museum. And Jen, did you get a lot of entries, or do you know, in the essay contest this year?
Yeah, we did. We had 8 entries. We know the winners, but we're not going to announce it yet. That'll be tomorrow night. 8 is normally our number. I think the most we've ever had is like 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. So 8 is a really great number. So those were due on November 1st. We sent them off to Scott Butler in Boston, and he gives them to his people there. He has a panel, I guess, of judges, and it's blind. So we don't send him the names. We just send him the papers with the title. So they don't know the names, and they live in Boston, so they have selected the winners, and over $3,000 in prize money this year. So it's going to be a great evening to hear his talk, and then also
But a lot of those folks that make an entry each year.
There's 2 or 3 that they've entered several times over the year. Maybe not every year, but I think we've been doing this 10 years. And they've submitted several times, yeah.
Okay, and you mentioned the prizes, and they are rather lucrative.
Yeah.
He makes it worth your time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think first place is $1,000, second place is $500, and then third place, he gives out several honorable mentions, so that's around $200. So.
And what is the subject, or what are the rules, what's the subject material?
It has to have some connection to the Coshocton frontier, and it can be a very loose connection, but he really wants you to use the library to do some research. He really wants people to use the local resources. You know, internet sources are great, but the idea of this was to get people in the museum and into the local history library, local history room at the library, to really dig in and do their own research. So, I've read a few of the papers this year, and they're really, really fascinating, and it just covers all sorts of different topics related to the frontier.
What happens to the papers after the contest ends?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because in the past, Scott Butler has published, it's called the Coshocton Review. He'll publish it a year later, so it has the past year's papers in it, the top, I think he normally does 3 or 4 papers. He hasn't done that in a while because he's getting older, and he hasn't done a ton of new research to publish a book, because the book would have a few papers in it and then also his latest research. So I think he might be publishing a book this year with his last couple years of research. But if not, I think we are going to we're going to figure something out so we can get those papers out to the community and they can read them. So we'll let you know when we figure that out.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Dr. Butler. Need to get to a break here and the AP News. And Dr. Butler will be here tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, tomorrow at 6.
Tomorrow at 6. We'll be back here in just a moment.
WTNS is looking for part-time and full-time people for news and stringer opportunities. If you have some time on your hands and would like to stay connected to the community by attending some meetings and reporting about them, give us a call. It's a small business atmosphere with flexible hours. Call 622-1560 or email your interest to WTNS993@yahoo.com.
Applications are available now at the Salvation Army on Chestnut Street for families to fill out for Christmas Castle and Christmas food. Families can sign up between 10 a.m. and noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. now until November 16th. Use the gym entrance. Applications are also available on Facebook at Coshocton Salvation Army.
Our weather forecast calls for cloudy skies today, cool with highs in the upper 30s, cloudy tonight with a slight chance of snow showers in the evening, lows in the mid-20s, chance of snow is 20% for tomorrow, cloudy skies and cold with highs in the mid-30s. 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooled with highs in the lower 30s. Friday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, very cold, with lows around 20 Friday night. Saturday, partly cloudy, cold, with highs in the lower 30s. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy, very cold, with lows 15 to 20. I'm just the messenger, folks. Mostly sunny on Sunday, unseasonably cold, with highs in the upper 20s. Sunday night, clear, very cold, with lows of 15 to 20. Monday, sunny and cold, with highs in the upper 30s. Monday night, mainly clear, lows in the lower 20s. And then Tuesday, mostly sunny, with highs in the mid-40s. And that will feel downright tropical after this weekend. 37 degrees currently in Coshocton. Now, this is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. We have more to come with Jen from the museum right after the news from the AP.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. NATO's chief and the president of Poland both say there are no indications a missile strike that killed two people on a Polish farm was a deliberate attack. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine likely launched it to fend off yesterday's Russian barrage.
Let me be clear. This is not Ukraine's fault. Russia bears ultimate responsibility as it continues its illegal war against Ukraine.
The Russian strike savaged Ukraine's power grid. In this country, midterm elections still show Republicans with 217 seats in the House, Democrats now at 209. The GOP needs one more seat for control. But Kevin McCarthy has won fellow Republicans' nomination for House Speaker. In the Senate, Mitch McConnell is being challenged by Florida's Rick Scott for minority leader. But McConnell's confident.
I have the votes. I will be elected.
Meantime, Senate Democrats are moving forward with legislation.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is holding a test vote today, betting that at least 10 Republicans will vote with all 50 Democrats to move forward with legislation to ensure that same-sex and interracial marriages are legally recognized nationwide. A final vote could come before the end of the month, while Democrats still control the House. Donna Water, Washington.
In Florida last night,
we will again put America first.
Donald Trump announcing he's running for president again, but Sagar Magani reports it comes at a time of political vulnerability.
Some Republicans criticizing him for backing losing candidates in a disappointing midterm showing. The GOP will now have to decide whether to back a man whose refusal to accept his last loss led to an insurrection and put democracy on the brink.
Stocks mixed to start the day. This is AP News. The University of Virginia has canceled a home football game scheduled for Saturday. The decision comes in the wake of a shooting that left three players dead and another wounded. A fifth student not on the team was also wounded. A former player is due in court this morning to face charges. And finally, Norman Hall reports some 10,000 minks have gone missing in Ohio.
Authorities in Northwest Ohio are investigating an act of vandalism that freed thousands of minks from a rural farm. Officials in Van Wert County say so many minks were killed crossing a nearby road that a plow had to be brought in to clear the carcasses. Farm workers were able to corral minks that remained on the property. A manager told WANE-TV that someone left a spray-painted message of the letters ALF, A-L-F, and the phrase, "We'll be back." A group known as the Animal Liberation Front reportedly claimed credit for a previous release. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
It is 3 minutes after 10, 37 degrees currently in Coshocton. A lot going on in the world today, as we heard from the Associated Press. We might have some open phone lines towards the end today. I've learned my lesson not to make promises about that, because we have a lot more interesting things to talk about with Jen Bush, the director of the Johnson Hemmerkaus Museum. We were talking about Dr. Butler. Now, he's from Coshocton originally, right?
Yes. Graduated from Coshocton. But then has lived most of his adult life in Boston.
What are some of the projects, some of the research projects that he's been involved in here locally?
He is Geez, he has done a lot of research. He's done research on Native American languages, Wyandots, Shawnee. He's looked at some of the important figures of the frontier, and has done a lot of research on them. And of course, Mary Harris is kind of his, I think his topic that he's really interested in. And then of course, the Old Stone Fort. He's done a lot of research on that as well.
And he is an example of exactly how to do scholarly research. He knows how to do it. He knows how to find those sources and go as close to the original source as he can find.
Yeah, he loves to research. He loves to go to those small libraries and just really find that missing piece. And he also, when he's researching, he keeps an open mind and he lets the research, you know, tell the story. So I think that really helps, his work is he's, you know, he doesn't go in thinking it's going to be this, it's going to be this. He just lets the research, do the work. So, he's really, just, the amount of work that he's done in the last roughly 10 years on some of those important people from Coshocton Frontier has just really opened up our knowledge of what it was like, you know, what was happening here during those 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. So,
do you know what specific research he might be doing right now?
Yeah, so the topic that he's going to talk about tomorrow at the museum is something that's really fascinating. It's something that when I'm researching or learning about different things, it's to look at the whole picture, you know, not just what's happening here in Coshocton, but what's happening in North America and even the world. So he's going to be looking, or he's going to be talking about Mary Harris, North America, and the world. So what events were happening all around the world during the time of, you know, those conflicts that were happening here and the work that Mary Harris was doing. So it's going to be really fascinating. I'm really excited about this one.
Is this an event? His appearance is something open to the public? Anybody can come to it?
Yep, anybody can come. It's $4 to get in. It starts at 6 o'clock, and he talks for about 45 minutes, and then he opens up for questions, and then after that, he presents the winners of the Mary Harris essay contest, and then he hangs around for a little bit and answers any questions, and he gets there a little bit early. So if you're one of those that comes to programs really early, you'll have time to chat with him. And we will also have a few artifacts that he has donated to the museum. We'll have those sitting out. Last year he donated a map from 1746. It's a French map, and it shows the Coshocton area and that the river was named White Woman's River, and it's in French. He's donated that, and then a pouch that his great-great-great-grandfather, I think, maybe an extra great in there, that he carried during the Revolutionary War. So he donated those, I think, last year, and they're just important to his family and then also important to, you know, Coshocton's history.
But do you know does he have a large collection of artifacts and historical items?
I'm not sure. I don't know that. We'll have to ask him tomorrow. But I can imagine he has a huge library of research materials.
Anything else you'd like to share with us about Dr. Butler's appearance?
I don't think so. Just come and sit and enjoy his chat. He'll have a PowerPoint presentation. He'll use a microphone, so if you are a little hard of hearing, we'll have a microphone set up so you'll be able to hear just fine. Just come and enjoy his chat. And if you have any questions for him, he is happy to answer questions afterwards.
That's tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the museum, and only $4. A very fascinating man and a wealth of information, Dr. Scott Butler. What else is coming up, Jen?
So every week we have Qigong class, and that's Wednesday at 10:30. So if you've never done it and you're interested, you can still make it over there. It's only 10:10. And in Qigong, we talked a little about this last time I was here.
And I forgot all about it. So we need to review it again.
Yeah, so Qigong, it's an ancient Chinese healthcare system that combines gentle body movements, breath practice, and deep relaxation. So this is a very user-friendly form with many benefits for both the beginner and more seasoned practicer. So Holly Rainwater teaches this class. She's been certified since 2004 for an easy class. So what she's teaching is gentle. There's no getting down on the floor. You just need to wear comfortable clothes and like a lightweight, comfortable shoe. And if you're one that doesn't really like meditation, like you just can't relax your brain, then Qigong may be something that you might like, because there's a lot of movement. And that helps kind of calm the brain. And so it's like a different form of meditation. Like, my brain never shuts off. So for me, meditation is like, I can't do it. I haven't taken this class because it's like every Wednesday I have something at 10:30. But
your description sounds a lot like yoga. Is there other similarities?
Well, yeah, but yoga is a lot of like stretching, you know, on the floor stretching. And so this is more of movements. There are a little bit of stretching, but nothing.
Not as physically intensive as
right.
yoga. Okay.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, no getting on the floor, no getting up and down. It's all standing. So, and that's every Wednesday at 10:30.
You get a lot of participation in that?
Yeah, we do. Averaging about 15 a week. Every once in a while, we have about 25. So, it's a nice sized class.
What else is coming up?
Once a month, last Tuesday of every month, we have Meet Me at the Museum. And this is our town stories, if you guys remember that. Pre-COVID, we changed the name of it to Meet Me at the Museum. But each month, we just pick a topic, and still during lunchtime, we pick a topic and we talk about it. But we've kind of included some other things, like back in October or September, I can't remember which month, we did an apple tasting. So we tasted apples that were grown locally from different orchards. And then we also talked about the history of the apple, some of the orchards that were here and have been here for a long time. In January, we're thinking it's National Tea Month, which I am a tea drinker. So we might be tasting some teas in January. We have a huge collection of teapots and teacups, so we'll get some of those. We even have some of the teacups that have the mustache protector on them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get all of those out. We'll look at them. We'll talk about tea. We'll taste some tea. So we're kind of mixing it up a little bit. We're doing some different things. But this month, we are going to be talking about artists. Since we have our Coshocton Art Guild display, we're going to be talking about kind of the history of art in Coshocton. So we'll touch a little bit on the advertising industry and how important that was to the art community. But then also, we want people to bring their stories about the Art Guild, because we couldn't really find a lot of information about the Art Guild, you know, the history of it. We know that it was kind of resurrected or revitalized in 2017 with 8 members, and now they're up to 70 and still growing. But we know that it was probably around in the 50s and 60s. We don't know exactly when it started. So if you have any of that information, or if you had somebody in your family that was in the Art Guild, come on Tuesday, and not this Tuesday, the 29th, so the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. It's a one-hour program. We just kind of sit around and chat about the topic. It's a real informal program.
Let's take a break here. There's a lot more going on at the museum. We'll keep on schedule and be back around one more time with Jen Bush from the Johnson Herman Kaus Museum right after these words.
Need money for after-school and educational programs for your child? Qualifying families can receive $500 per child through Ohio's after-school child enrichment accounts. Funds received by a parent or guardian can be used on a number of educational activities, including tutoring, day camps and field trips, language and music lessons, and much more. You can find the full list of how funds can be spent and begin the process of receiving your educational account. Find out if your family qualifies by visiting aceohio.org today.
Sponsored by the Ohio Department of Education, aired by OAB and the station.
MVHC Urgent Care provides health care without the wait. Their locations offer extended hours and are fully equipped with x-ray and lab services. You do not have to be an MVHC patient to utilize their urgent care services. Visit one of their convenient locations in Coshocton for all of your urgent health care needs.
Only Best Heating and Air can give you authentic Lennox quality and service for your home's heating and cooling needs. They're the people you know and trust right in our community. With regular maintenance from Best Heating and Air, you can keep your air perfect year-round and keep your home's heating and cooling system running at peak performance. Think Best Heating and Air to keep your system running perfectly season after season. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 or visit them at bestheatingandac.com to schedule an appointment today. Dealer license number 30482. Shaccheroni is back at Papa John's Pizza. Get an extra large 16-inch pepperoni pizza loaded to the edge for just $13.99. And for every Shaccheroni pizza sold, $1 goes to our local fatherhood initiative. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
Looking for a good read or a gift? Check out the new book, Frontier History of Coshocton. The book describes the Coshocton's entire glorious history from the end of the last ice age until the end of the War of 1812 in 600 full-size pages with a quality sewn hardcover. Buy it now for $39.99 at the Johnson Hummerkaus Museum and Amazon.com. Sale proceeds are donated to the museum.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 740-623-9867. This is Jamie Rice. Celebrate Black Friday all month long with savings up to $17,000 on select vehicles, only at Jeff Drennan Ford. I'm picking up
good vibrations. Hey there, this is Chris from The Glass House. The Glass House is the area's go-to stop for all your tattoo supplies, horror collectibles, and tobacco products. We have the largest selection of Delta 8, CBD, vaporizers, and glass pipes. So stop by The Glass House at 523 Main Street. We're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 7.
Cloudy and cold today with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Lows in the mid-20s. Chance of snow, 20% tonight. Cloudy on a Thursday. Cold with highs in the mid-30s. Currently it is 37 degrees in Coshocton. We tend to enjoy the first couple of little snowfalls that we get. And then we get 6 or 8 inches of it. We're ready to be done with it until next November. We are back once again with Jen Bush from the Johnson Hummerkaus Museum. What's next?
So on December 1st, we are going to have another presentation about the Newark Holy Stones. So I'm not sure if the community really knows a lot about the Newark Holy Stones, and this is going to be a great opportunity to learn everything you need to know about them. So Dr. Brad Lepper, he will be here speaking along with myself. But he knows a lot about the Holy Stones. He's an archaeologist, and when he started his career, he really was focused on the earthworks. That was really what he wanted to study. And he didn't have any intentions of learning about the Holy Stones. He had learned the basic information, was like, oh, they're a hoax. That's it. I don't need to know anything else. But people start, because they were found in the Newark earthworks, and that's what he was studying, people were asking him, like, well, what do you think? And, you know, he didn't really have, other than he believed they were a hoax, he didn't really have any other information. So this was in, like, the 80s. So he really dove in and studied them, and him and several of his colleagues came up with a theory as to why they were planted in the Newark earthworks. And just over the years, he has presented a lot about them. And because there's that connection to the Newark earthworks, it has always been part of his research and his, you know, educating the community. So when we remodeled the museum in 2019-2020, my goal was to update the information that we have on the Newark Holy Stones. You know, up until that point, it was a very, you know, neutral exhibit. It didn't really have any information about, you know, why people believe they are real, and why people believe they are a hoax. And I knew that we couldn't do that on our own. I needed the experts. So I contacted Dr. Brad Lepper, who luckily is, the museum has a special place in his heart because his dissertation was done on the Welling site, which the Welling site is located, it's a Native American, a paleo Native American site that's out near Nelly. So when he was writing his dissertation, he actually was working at the museum. The director at the time got a grant to employ him. He worked on some of the Native American collection while he was writing his dissertation. So the museum holds a special place in his heart. So luckily, there's that connection, and I can just send him an email whenever I want, and he answers it pretty quickly. But I reached out to him and Jeff Gill. I think there's a Jeff Gill in Coshocton, but it's Jeff Gill from Newark area. We started talking and figuring out how we wanted to change the display. And that kind of turned into a presentation for the Ohio Local History Alliance. So in October of 2019, we presented what we were planning to do for the exhibit. We presented that at the annual conference. And then we updated the exhibit, and then Brad was like, hey, let's make this into a paper. So this paper was published in February of last year. Reba Coker, who she worked at the museum for several years, and then myself, we wrote a paper and published it. So this is like the final piece to this whole process is now we wrote this paper, but unfortunately it's not in a public magazine. You have to subscribe to the magazine. It's the Public Historian. So we want the community to be able to learn everything they need to know about the Holy Stones. So we're doing this presentation as, you know, it's the final step in this process of several years of research and writing and all that stuff.
And when is he going to be here then?
Yes, December 1st at 6 o'clock. We will both present on it because the paper is written kind of in two parts. He will tell the history about the stones and the theory, and then I will touch on the history of the stones at the museum, how we got them, why we got them, and then kind of the evolution of the display, and then talk about why we wanted to change the display and make it pro forgery, I guess.
Say that again? Pro forgery?
Pro forgery. I don't know. Is that even...
Well, is that the prevailing theory?
Yes,
at this time?
So we believe that it is a forgery. But if there's still... I don't want to give you out too much details, but we believe that they are fake. They were made in the 1800s, but they were made... They're still historically important because of... because of where they were placed, where they were found, and why they were found. So, without giving away too much information.
Well, the etching and the engraving is in very good shape. They're really in good shape when you look at them.
Yeah.
And to think that they're as old as they are claimed to be does raise some flags. But we're not going to...
They have... They have the Ten Commandments in Hebrew, and then there's also a figure that's believed to be Moses. So if you haven't seen the stones, or maybe you have no idea what I'm even talking about, come to this. You're going to learn a lot. And our goal is to, as a museum, our goal is to have the accurate information out there. So museums want to be a source for accurate information. So you can go to these museums and you know that this is the truth to the best of our ability. You know, we're talking about ancient artifacts, you know, hundreds of years ago. The Native Americans didn't have a written language, so it's not like there's books out there that have the details. And then, you know, the fact that there was a time period where Native Americans could not practice their ceremonies and their religion, things like that. So a lot of that stuff has been lost. So the information that we have is the information that we have found, the archaeologists have found, to the best of their ability.
How old are the Newark earthworks?
About 2,000 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So we're talking about something that was found that had biblical references of something that was already 2,000 years old.
Yes, yes, believed to have, yep.
Okay. All right. We don't want to give too much away, right?
No, you're going to get
lots of questions.
You're
going
to get me going. And I think I have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I think in the past I've mentioned it and gone into details about it. But Brad Lepper is a really great speaker. He is very passionate, which you had him on here. And
yep,
he's just
a fantastic speaker.
You can just see, I mean, you guys out there can't see, but when you're in a presentation with him, you can just see that twinkle in his eye. Like, he loves this stuff. And he can answer questions. He loves answering questions. So, come and enjoy him speak and me as well. It'll be actually my first presentation at the museum. So that'll be exciting.
Okay.
To do that.
And collaborating with Brad Lepper, no less.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that date on that again?
December 1st at 6 o'clock.
December 1st at 6 o'clock. And candle lighting.
Yeah, candle lighting. I can't even believe it's just around the corner. So December 3rd and December 10th. So the first two Saturdays of December is candle lighting in the village. Candle lighting starts at 6 o'clock, so that's when they'll light the luminaries. You can get cookies, and then they have the presentation on the stage. But before that, the village is going to have a lot of stuff going on, shopping and different things. But we are going to host Santa. So Santa will arrive around 4 o'clock at the museum, and we will have cookies and hot chocolate. We have a craft for the kids. They can decorate an ornament, and then kids can get photos with Santa, and I guess adults too if they want, a photograph with Santa and his elves. This is a free event, so this is kind of a come and enjoy the village before the candle lighting event starts. We have a really great Santa. He does a fantastic job every year. It's a great opportunity to come to the museum. You can go through the museum, too, while you're there, and then do your ornament, get some cookies, you know, get into the holiday spirits.
Right. So stop in at the Johnson Hemrick House Museum. Make that part of your holiday plans. And anything else about candle lighting?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
And so what is coming up after the end of the year? Do you have a schedule of some of the exhibits that are coming up in January and beyond?
We're getting there. We are going to have the elementary art show and the high school art show this year. That'll be in beginning of March. We have decided to keep the exhibits together again this year. In the past, we had our Playground of Color exhibit, which was the elementary show. And then we had our Teenage Talent exhibit, which was the high school show. But since COVID, we've put the two shows together, and that's really because the teachers are still trying to build their art classes back up. Several of the schools used to have art clubs, and so they produced a lot of the work for the high school exhibit. So they're just, you know, trying to get those kids, a group of kids, back to doing that. So, for this year, we're going to have the show together again. That'll be March, April. And we are looking at doing a Vivian Williams exhibit. So Vivian Williams, I think many people know her in the community or knew her. She was an art teacher, but she also was a member of the Art Guild. And so we have a few of her pieces on display right now in our current show. In January, I don't have dates yet, but we are going to have a Vivian Williams show. So this will be her own show. It'll be up for around a month. So if you have any Vivian Williams paintings that you would like to loan to the museum, you can give us a call, 622-8710, or you can send us an email, jhmuseum@jhmuseum.org, and we can start talking about the loan process. And getting those on display. I think it'll be a really interesting show, and I think people in the community will really appreciate it and just remembering her.
Do you know if has there been a show of her work in the past anywhere that you know of?
Not that I know of. Maybe at a... I don't think
okay.
So. I've talked to one local collector, and he said that we really need to do this show, and I'm like, okay, I got a month where we don't have anything, so... Let's see what we can come up with.
Jen, what else would you like to share with our listeners today?
Sundays are free to Coshocton County residents, so every Sunday. And then after Christmas, from December 26th through the 31st, so that week between Christmas and New Year's, if you have family in town, the museum is free to Coshocton County residents and your families. So bring your family in, show them what amazing museum that we have in our small town. Come and enjoy. The village is decorated beautifully, and the museum is a warm, great place to come over break. So just come and explore the museum.
Have we left anything out today?
I don't think so. No. Just a few things to look forward to. Besides that Vivian Williams exhibit, we will have preschool program again in January. We're finishing it up. Tomorrow is our last one for November, and then January will be Thursdays at 10 o'clock. We don't have a theme for that yet. We'll be open Tuesday through Sunday for the rest of December, and then January and February we're open just Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Stop in and check it out yourself, the current exhibit, the Coshocton Art Guild exhibit, a wonderful display of local talent. And we've got Scott Butler that will be here tomorrow. Brad Lepper will be here December the 1st. And candle lighting coming up as well. So a lot going on at the Johnson-Hummerick House Museum. Anything else, Jen?
I don't think so.
Thank you for being with us today. That's
Thank you.
Jennifer Bush, the director of the Johnson-Hummerick House Museum. It is 10:30. And, yes, we have open phone lines for just 30 minutes today. From here on out, 740-622-1560. We'll be back right after this.
At AlterCare Coshocton, we know that care delivered with compassion can sometimes be the best medicine. Our family of dedicated healthcare providers see you as a person, not a number, not a task. A being worthy of connection and support. Experience care that comes from the heart at AlterCare Coshocton, a true home away from home for long-term or short-term care, as well as memory care. To learn more about our dedicated team and comprehensive services, visit with us at AlterCareOnline.com.
Are your creditors threatening you? Are your wages being garnished? Do you fear you may lose your home? Call the local bankruptcy attorney at Drown Law Offices of Coshocton to stop the harassment. When you file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, your debts are eliminated, and in most cases, you can keep your home, car, personal possessions, and retirement. With proper guidance, good credit can be reestablished in only a few years. Call today for a free, no-obligation packet at 740-291-8080.
Mingle and jingle with family and friends at the Holiday Open House at the Coshocton Public Library this Friday, November 18th, from 4 to 6 p.m. All ages are invited to stop by the East Lawn before the Miracle on Main Parade to enjoy an assortment of activities and refreshments. While you're there, be sure to say hello to special guests Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Welcome the holiday season with fellowship and cheer at the Coshocton Public Library's open house this Friday, part of the Miracle on Main Street celebration.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Do you enjoy sports betting and fantasy sports? If so, it's important to know that gambling's not a way to pay bills or earn income. Learn how to set limits and recognize the warning signs for problem gambling by visiting beforeyoubet.org. You can also assess your risk by taking the Responsible Gambling Quiz. Beforeyoubet.org provides free resources to help keep gambling safe and fun for Ohioans. Be a fan with a plan this season and go to beforeyoubet.org to learn more.
Need to visit the Ohio BMV? Go online first. It could save you a trip. It's now easier and more convenient than ever to get what you need from the BMV online. Need to renew your driver's license? Renew online. And if you need to renew your vehicle registration, visit one of our new BMV Express kiosks or go online. If you do need to visit a BMV agency, use the Get In Line online tool, also found on the website, to save your spot and minimize your time waiting. For more services available online, check out bmv.ohio.gov.
40 years of proven history is huge, and so are these deals. The change of autumn is here again. Celebrate with us and warm up your home with beautiful new carpet. Right now, you can take advantage of incredible savings on carpet at Stewart Interiors. Browse a great selection of Shawmark Anything Goes carpets and choose from a variety of beautiful colors and patterns of this best-selling carpet. Stop by Stewart Interiors today at 520 Main Street or give us a call at 740-622-9863.
Cloudy today and cold with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Lows in the mid-20s. Chance of snow is 20%. And for tomorrow, cloudy skies, cold with highs in the mid-30s. Currently, it is 37 degrees in Coshocton. We have open phone lines until 11 o'clock. And the big news in the world of politics is that former President Donald Trump has launched another run for the presidency, promising supporters he will, quote, make America great and glorious again. He made his plans official last night after teasing the potential of a comeback since before he even left the White House in 2021. So if you have any thoughts on that, give me a call. Let me know. There will be others. There will be other candidates, other Republican candidates. So your thoughts, like to hear from you. A couple of miscellaneous stories perhaps that we can chat about. Feeling a little more crowded than usual? A head count may justify your feelings of not having much elbow room. It's believed that yesterday the world's population reached the 8 billion mark. While a new birth is usually a cause for celebration, some experts feel the 8 billionth child may lack the resources others have access to. And it's not just a matter of food or energy. The concern isn't that there isn't enough of these provisions to go around. It's that a small fraction of people are causing more of their share of carbon pollution. It's a lot to digest out of that story, but the tall and the short of it, we have reached 8 billion people on planet Earth. So the population is growing at a pretty rapid rate. I think when I was a kid, 5 or 6 billion? I'll have to look at historically how many people that we've had, but it is growing greatly. And I remember the population explosion, it was called back then, and that being an issue, and not so much that space was an issue. There's still lots of wide open space out there, but the resources, and this one says the concern from this story that there isn't enough of those provisions to go around, if that a small fraction of people are causing more of their share of carbon pollution. So your thoughts on any of that if you want to digest it. And an oddball story from here in the state of Ohio. If it was anywhere else, I probably wouldn't get to it here, but who let the mink out? It's a question authorities in Northwest Ohio are asking. The sheriff in Van Wert blames vandals for setting thousands of mink free, leaving about 10,000 of them still on the lam. So many of the furry carnivorous mammals were killed when crossing a road. A plow was needed to clear the carcasses away. The owner of Lion Farms estimates as many as 40,000 mink were set free from their cages, but workers were able to round up most of them. Area news reports suggest a group called the Animal Liberation Front may be to blame for setting the mink free, because someone left a spray-painted message that read ALF and the phrase, "We'll be back." So if you have any thoughts on that, and reading between the lines, and I hope I'm not making an erroneous presumption here, but that many mink in one place being raised for fur. The fur industry isn't what it was, but there is still a market, and 40,000 mink in the same place would suggest that that was the case. And mink, an animal that has traditionally been used for furs, mink coats. Remember Let's Make a Deal from the 60s and 70s? The prizes were included mink coats from Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. Remember that? 10:38 is the time. Well, we can chat about that if you like. A lot of things happened on this date back through history that we can chat about. NASA launched a rocket I believe this morning. So we can talk about all that. We can talk about the Lions Club show at Riverview. We can talk about the museum. Or we can talk about whatever is on your mind. Nothing but open phone lines from here on out. We'll be right back.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Keep your vehicle on the road with new tires or mechanical work from Shriver Tire Service. Take advantage of these rebates. Purchase 4 qualifying Kumho tires and receive up to a $120 instant rebate. Purchase 4 qualifying General tires and receive up to a $100 prepaid MasterCard. Shriver Tire offers new tires for passenger, truck, and farm vehicles, as well as light mechanical work. Custom wheels are now available, as well as financing. Again, now through the end of the month, receive rebates when you purchase 4 qualifying Kumho or General tires. For more information, stop by 2171 Otsego Avenue or give them a call at 622-6989.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center's walk-in clinic in Newcomerstown is now open. Our seven-day-a-week clinic is located within our current Arrowhead Clinic location at 6307 East State Road in Newcomerstown. Our providers can get you back on the road to recovery with a quick walk-in visit with no appointment necessary. Experience the convenience of taking care of your health on your own schedule by visiting the Coshocton Regional Medical Center, Newcomerstown Walk-In Clinic. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
At Central Ohio Technical College, nothing holds you back. Wondering about Intel careers or other cutting-edge manufacturing? Want the stability of an in-demand healthcare career with great advancement opportunities? At COTC, our 50-plus degrees and certificates build skills employers need. Don't wait. It's time to press go. Get started today at go.cotc.edu/go-ahead.
Riverside Towers, a great place to call home. Hi, I'm Kayleen Carpenter, and with one monthly check, you can take care of your rent, utilities, and maintenance. We'll rake the leaves this fall, and in the winter, shovel the snow. Our apartments are spacious and inviting, and many offer private balcony space. Our community hosts all kinds of activities that will make you want to spend the afternoon or evening at an enjoyable event. Make Riverside Towers your new home. Stop in and see me at the WTNS 50 Plus Expo or give me a call at 622-8702 and discover for yourself the benefits of living at Riverside Towers. Riverside Towers is an equal housing opportunity community.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Celebrate Black Friday all month long with savings up to $17,000 on select vehicles. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Have you ever wanted a remote start for your vehicle? Well, now's the time.
You're as cold.
Hi, this is Julie at Advantage Tire and Audio. For a limited time, receive 10% off installation of your CompuStar remote starter. At Advantage Tire and Audio, we have several financing options available with little or no money down at purchase. Give Advantage Tire and Audio a call at 740-295-9200 or stop by and see us on County Road 6.
Cloudy and cold today with high temperatures in the upper 30s. For tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers in the evening. Lows in the mid-20s. Chance of snow is 20%. For tomorrow, cloudy and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 37 degrees, and you've been hearing about it for days. Tomorrow is the big day. It's the 26th annual WTNS 50 Plus Expo. It's going to be held from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. tomorrow at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites, and it's sponsored in part by Coshocton Regional Medical Center. Everyone is welcome, regardless of age, and admission is free. And there's going to be a Sunday bar, courtesy of Witt's Frozen Custard. It's the 26th annual WTNS 50 Plus Expo at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. And some of the participating businesses are Coshocton Regional Medical Center, Coshocton Public Library, Drown Law Office, Coshocton County Coordinated Transportation, Coshocton Rotary Club, and Irwin Family Eye Care Center. So we hope to see you and on the talk show tomorrow. And we might have some open phone lines tomorrow, but we will be focusing on those businesses and organizations that will be have displays at the 50 Plus Expo. 10:43 is the time. Let's take a phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good Wednesday morning, Mike.
Well, good morning. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I've been really, really busy with a lot of things, but the topic for today for me, you know how I was saying we should have games here real soon on Muskingum County?
Okay, yeah.
Well, the good news is we start our first game. They changed it up this year. I'm on the east or the west side. So what's nice is I get to come to Coshocton, on one of those days, on the 10th of January, and, we get to play against Hopewell. So, I'm excited about that. That's kind of a scary situation, but in a way a good situation, because then we can learn from, so we could play against them and learn some things and get to meet people and stuff like that. But I like to see people come out and see us. Our first game, which is on the 29th, and we play against Pinkerton County.
Against who now?
Pinkerton County.
Pinkerton County.
Yep.
Pick away, perhaps?
Well, it shows on here, Pickerton, P-I-C-K-E-R.
Pickerington, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everybody to come out that day at 6 p.m. At the, not the Starlight School, there's another school out on Matthew Street in Zanesville. It's a free event. It's awesome. I get to play against the team that I've never played against. So, we get to start our first season.
Well, I hope you have a great season.
Yes, me too. So, come out, see us, support us, and, wish us good luck. And, I'm excited.
I'm glad you are. Hope you have a great season, and thank you for checking in with us today.
Yes, thank you.
It's 9:47. We do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock, and last caller used to play for the Hopewell Indians and moved. I think he moved to Dresden and now playing for the Muskingum County team, so he is going to have a homecoming of sorts when his team takes on those Hopewell Indians. It is 10:47, and let's see, where's that NASA story? Wanted to get to that. NASA's new moon rocket has blasted off on its debut flight with three test dummies aboard. Wednesday's Florida launch brings the U.S. a big step closer to putting astronauts back on the lunar surface for the first time since the end of the Apollo program 50 years ago. If all goes well with the three-week flight, the crew capsule will be propelled into a wide orbit around the moon before returning to Earth with a specific splashdown in December. NASA hopes to send four astronauts around the moon on the next flight in 2024 and land humans there as early as 2025. So a renewed interest in landing men on the moon. Back in 1969, we thought that 50 years later, that we'd have colonies on the moon and maybe men on Mars, and we'd all be driving flying cars like on the Jetsons. And that hasn't materialized, but our technology certainly has come a long way in the last 50 years. So the phone lines are open for just a little while this morning. If you're going to call, I need you to call right now. We'll be back in just a moment.
Stroud gets the snap, takes the handoff. Stroud looking to throw. Stroud throws into the end zone, caught for a touchdown, and it is Ohio State's Marvin Harrison with his second scoring catch of the game on an 8-yard TD pass.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State hits the road Saturday to take on the Maryland Terrapins. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 2 p.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
WTNS is looking for part-time and full-time people for news and stringer opportunities. If you have some time on your hands and would like to stay connected to the community by attending some meetings and reporting about them, give us a call. It's a small business atmosphere with flexible hours. Call 622-1560 or email your interest to WTNS993@yahoo.com.
Applications are available now at the Salvation Army on Chestnut Street for families to fill out for Christmas Castle and Christmas food. Families can sign up between 10 a.m. and noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. now until November 16th. Use the gym entrance. Applications are also available on Facebook at Coshocton Salvation Army.
Hi, this is Jamie from the Coshocton Coffee Connection. If you want to get out of the office for lunch, the Coffee Connection welcomes you to dine in with us or use our convenient drive-thru. Try our Turkey Bacon Club, BLT, grilled cheese, or a chicken salad or egg salad sandwich on a croissant. Don't forget to pair it with your favorite hot, frozen, or iced drink. On Mondays, all breakfast sandwiches are half off, and every Wednesday, all drinks, all sizes are half priced. Stop by the Coshocton Coffee Connection or call your order in at 623-3234.
Do you know someone who is looking for a clean, cozy place to live? Tell your employees, relatives, and friends to call Bellflower Apartments at 622-6400. First floor modern apartments in a great location featuring central air, private patio, on-site laundry, and appliances are furnished. The best neighbors in Coshocton are waiting for you at Bellflower Apartments, 566 South 3rd Street, Coshocton, Ohio. We also have 2 and 3 bedroom homes for rent, 740-622-6400.
Hi, my name is Asher Martell. I'm a 6th grade student at Warsaw Elementary School. Coshocton County has many places to recycle, and it's easy to do. At curbside pickup, you can recycle things like plastic bottles, aluminum cans, newspapers, and cardboard, and your recycling can be collected the same day as your trash. You can recycle things like scrap iron and metal at Coshocton Recycling. At Warsaw Elementary School, we do our part by recycling in the lunchroom, classroom, and in the teacher's copying room. What can you do to clean up our county?
Paid for by the CFLP Solid Waste District.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. It has no cure. Parkinson's is not limited to how a person moves. It can also cause symptoms like depression, fatigue, and impaired speech. Today, there is a new diagnosis every 9 minutes, though Parkinson's can be present for years before being diagnosed. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure. For more than 50 years, APDA has funded pioneering research and provided critical support to those affected by Parkinson's. Visit APDAoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
It's 10:52. Let's take a look at this date in history. This is Wednesday, November the 16th. It's the 320th day of 2022. There are 45 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history: on November the 16th, 1914, the newly created Federal Reserve Banks opened in 12 cities. On this date in 1907, Oklahoma became the 46th state of the Union. In 1933, the United States and the Soviet Union established diplomatic relations. In 1960, Academy Award-winning actor Clark Gable died in Los Angeles at age 59. In 1961, House Speaker Samuel T. Rayburn died in Bonham, Texas, having served as Speaker since 1940, except for two terms. In 1982, an agreement was announced in the 57th day of a strike by National Football League players. In 1989, six Jesuit priests, a housekeeper, and her daughter were slain by army troops at the University of Central America, Jose Simeon Canas, in El Salvador. In 1991, former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards won a landslide victory in his bid to return to office, defeating State Representative David Duke, a former Ku Klux Klan leader. In 2001, investigators found a letter addressed to Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont containing anthrax. It was the second letter bearing the deadly germ known to have been sent to Capitol Hill. In 2004, President George W. Bush picked National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to be his new Secretary of State, succeeding Colin Powell. In 2006, Democrats embraced Nancy Pelosi as the first female House Speaker in history, but then selected Steny Hoyer as Majority Leader against her wishes. In 2018, U.S. officials said intelligence officials had concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In 2020, President-elect Joe Biden warned of dire consequences if President Donald Trump and his administration continued to refuse to coordinate with his transition team on the coronavirus pandemic and kept blocking briefings on national security policy issues and vaccine plans. Biden told reporters, more people may die if we don't coordinate. 10 years ago, former CIA Director David Petraeus told Congress that classified intelligence showed the September 11, 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya, that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans was a terrorist attack, but that the Obama administration withheld the suspected role of al-Qaeda affiliates to avoid tipping them off. 5 years ago, Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken became the first member of Congress to be caught up in a wave of allegations of sexual abuse and inappropriate behavior after a Los Angeles radio anchor accused him of forcibly kissing her and groping her during a 2006 U.S. tour. Franken would resign weeks later. 1 year ago, hospitals in Michigan and Minnesota reported a wave of COVID-19 patients not seen in months as beds were filled with unvaccinated people, and healthcare leaders warned that staff were being worn down by yet another surge. Also a year ago, American journalist Danny Fenster, who spent nearly 6 months in jail in military-ruled Myanmar, arrived back in the United States after former U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson helped negotiate his release. Also a year ago, the U.S. Census Bureau announced that Hartville, Missouri, was now the closest town to the center of U.S. population distribution. Celebrity birthdays today include journalist Elizabeth Drew, who is 87, actor Steve Railsback is 77. The only thing I remember him from is that he played Charles Manson in the movie Helter Skelter. Actor David Leisure is 72. Actor Miguel Sandoval turned 71 today. Former pro tennis player Zena Garrison is 59. Former Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher and Communication Line's guest Dwight Gooden is 58. Rock musician David Kushner of Velvet Revolver turns 56. Actor Lisa Bonet is 55 today. Actor Martha Plimpton is 52. Olympic gold medal figure skater Oksana Bayul is 45 years old today. Actor Maggie Gyllenhaal, also 45 today. Former NBA player Amari Stoudemire is 40. And actor-comedian Pete Davidson is 29 today.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Awesome. Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, sis. Missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
That's it for today's talk show, and we'll do it again tomorrow. And thanks to all of our guests for being with us today. Our featured student of the week, Haley Davis from the Coshocton County Career Center, and her principal, Andy Slaughter, for joining us. We would like to thank Gail Piper and Jim Bundy from the Warsaw Lions Club Music and Comedy Show, and Jennifer Bush, the director of the Johnson Hummer House Museum, for joining us today. 37 degrees currently in Coshocton, and we're only going to get up into the upper 30s today. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.